Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And as I say so often to you, I hope it's good food. I hope it helps you. I hope at least it gives you questions in your mind. You seek the answers. Because God wants us close to Him. He wants us to draw very near to Him. Especially in these times, we need some solid ground to stand on. And that is with your Savior, Jesus Christ. So today we look at 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 20 to 39. Ahab sent to all the children of Israel and had the prophets assemble on Mount Carmel. Elijah appealed to all the people and said, "How long will you straddle the issue? If the Lord is God, follow him. If Baal, follow him." The people, however, did not answer him. So Elijah said to the people, "I am the only surviving prophet of the Lord, and there are 450 prophets of Baal. Give us two young bulls. Let them choose one, cut it into pieces, and place it on the wood, but start no fire. I shall prepare the other, and place it on the wood, but shall start no fire. You shall call on your gods, and I will call on the Lord. The God who answers with fire is God." All the people answered, "Agreed." Elijah then said to the prophets of Baal, "Choose one young bull and prepare it first, for there are more of you. Call upon your gods, but do not start the fire." Taking the young bull that was turned over to them, they prepared it and called on Baal from morning to noon, saying, "Answer us, Baal." But there was no sound and no one answering. And they hopped around the altar they had prepared. And when it was noon, Elijah taunted them, "Call louder, for he is a god and may be meditating, or he may have retired or be on a journey. Perhaps he's asleep, must be awakened." They called out louder and slashed themselves with swords and spears, as was their custom, until blood gushed over them. Noon passed, and they remained in a prophetic state until the time for offering sacrifice. But there was not a sound. No one answered. No one was listening. Then Elijah said to all the people, "Come here to me." When the people had done so, he repaired the altar of the Lord that had been destroyed. He took 12 stones for the number of tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the Lord had said, "Your name shall be Israel." He built an altar in honor of the Lord with the stones and made a trench around the altar large enough for 2 measures of grain. When he had arranged the wood, he cut up the young bull and laid it on the wood. "Fill 4 jars with water," he said, "and pour it over the burnt offering and over the wood." "Do it again," he said, and they did it again. "Do it a third time," he said, and they did it a third time. The water flowed around the altar, and the trench was filled with the water. At the time for offering sacrifice, the prophet Elijah came forward and said, "Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant and have done all these things by your command. Answer me, Lord. Answer me, that this people may know that you, Lord, are God, and that you have brought them back to their senses." The Lord's fire came down and consumed the burnt offering, wood, stones, and dust, and it lapped up the water in the trench. Seeing this, all the people fell prostrate and said, "The Lord is God. The Lord is God." This was a time of great change for them to understand that God was real and that God was trying to save them. And the responsorial psalm says to us, this is from Psalm 16, "Keep me safe, O God. You are my hope. Keep me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, my Lord are you. They multiply their sorrows who court other gods. Blood libations to them I will not pour out, nor will I take their names upon my lips. O Lord, my allotted portion of my cup, you it is who hold fast my lot. I set the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand, I shall not be disturbed. You will show me the path to life, fullness of joys in your presence, the delights at your right hand forever. Teach me your paths, my God, and guide me in your truth." Alleluia, alleluia. Let me just say something here to each of you. When you're making decisions about work, you're making decisions about your family, decisions about your children, brothers and sisters, come to God first. Ask him, "Lord, I want to follow you more. I want my children to follow you more. Is there anything we should do differently?" And if you don't hear anything over a week, then go ahead. But right in the middle, I found it right in the middle of reading a book, I sensed what the Lord was trying to find a way to tell me. Brothers and sisters, you are so loved. So please, please, because he is our hope. He is the one to lead us to peace in ourselves, in our families, in our parishes, in our workplaces. He's there to help us. And we need to just be quiet or still. And you don't have to wait for an audible voice from God. That usually won't happen. But if you say, "Lord, show me now what to do," just be quiet. Just be quiet and still. Think it through again. And I think you'll have a sense, not a sense, I don't mean God's going to come down and speak to you. But if you give God time, you get a sense of what brings most peace and is most righteous, most good to do. God wants to give you that kind of grace. Doesn't mean he comes down to talk to you. Not at all. But he'll give you a thought in your mind, or you'll pick up something and read it and say, "Oh, that's what I've been looking for." That's how God can help us. And now we take a look at the Gospel of Matthew, Chapter 5, verses 17 to 19. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter of the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Brothers and sisters, I'm sure that those of you who are listening have know the Ten Commandments. And if by chance you don't, please look for a Bible, and there it'll be for you. But God wants you to know what is most important. Whoever obeys and teaches the commandments we have been given, will be called the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I don't know about you, but I'd like to get at least into heaven. All of us would, but we don't think much about it, or we try not to think about it. Just say, "Lord, is there anything you want me to change?" anything I should do differently. Give him time. He wants to see if you're really serious about this. Make that prayer every day. Or just say, Lord, if that's not what you want from me, tell me what you do, and then be quiet. Be quiet. You might pick up a book, as I've said to you. You might pick up something that you've heard from someone else, and you find at least some sight, some idea of what God wants you to do. Brothers and sisters, God sees you every moment. Do you know that? He sees you every moment. He sees me every moment. He sees all of us every moment. Because he is God, he can do that. We can't. Brothers and sisters, he wants you to know that you are loved. He wants you to know you're loved with a love beyond all telling, and that he wants you to follow him more closely. He wants you to read the scriptures. If you can read something every day, please do it. But open your heart to him. Not just your mind, not just the thoughts, but your heart. Open it to him, because he wants you to know how loved you are. Brothers and sisters, there is a woman who is a writer, Rita Simmons, who wrote this called The Fulfillment of the Law. You arrive at every moment, she writes, to move and complete me, to teach me to live, to give limbs to your law, flesh to each curve or accent inscribed. The law of your word is a person who loves with hands that can serve, eyes that adore, ears that attend, a mind that's engaged, knees that can bend, a tongue that gives praise. Your ancient commands, how now dance and embrace. Each letter's alive, forever engraved. Rita Simmons, award-winning poet. I'd encourage you to look up her books, that you might follow much that she has written. It would be very helpful to you and draw you closer to him. Brothers and sisters, what more can we do for the Lord but to listen to him? I know I've had very busy, busy days, and I go out of the house and I just say, Jesus, please help. I know you're there. Please help me. It's that simple. But if you do it generously, not trying to prove a point, you need to be close to God so that when you ask him, he will hear you. Brothers and sisters, let us take time to pray and to read the Lord's word, because he will lead us more and more to the truth. I want to encourage you to do that, brothers and sisters. Start out 15 minutes if you've never done it. I've said it before. Please, brothers and sisters, listen to him. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.